Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 4/17/2020. Now, let me tell you what. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Oh, yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, this is the time to stand up. If you can't get to one of these things at the Capitol, or if there is no protest at the Capitol that you can go to, or you're unable, easy to get to, then you go to the U.S. Post Office and help them out and buy something from them. Get postcards. Just get regular postcards. All right? You don't have to put your return address on them. You mail them to the governor. You mail them to your representative, to your congress, you know, your state representative, your congressional representative, your senators, your state senators. You mail it to Trump, okay? And you say, liberate, you know, your state, liberate your county, liberate, you know, New York, liberate Montana, liberate Kansas, liberate Iowa, liberate Texas. Open them up. Let's go to work. Open it up. Let's go to work. You can still wear. If they wanted to do something interesting, they would build a factory. They could go right now and they could say, okay, we're going to say, General Motors, we want you to build masks, or Ford Motor Company, or whoever it is. All right? 3M, whoever. We're going to build a factory right over here in this town. We're going to build another one here. Put one, you want to play the FEMA game? Put a factory that makes masks, Tyvek F suits, goggles, booties, hoodies, face shields, all of that. Make all of that in every one of the states. All right? Put a factory in every one of the states. Put a factory that makes those ventilators, and let's put, while we're at it, some new factories which will take in and process food. Okay, let's go ahead and do that. As long as you're going to bail out all this stuff, why don't we take some of that money and build an infrastructure with the things that will be needed and factories that will be needed to supply the United States during a war. And who are we going to fight the war with? Oh, well, they'll try to make it against you. A civil war. That's why Pelosi and all the demon commie rats are delaying everything. They want this unemployment to go sky high. They'd like to see it be 50 million. And then to hand everybody a red flag with a star on it in charge, you see. Vote for Biden, you know, bup, 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 bup. Michelle Obama's going to help him, I've heard. That'd be a good one. They could just put old Biden in and have Michelle Obama as the vice president, man. And then go ahead and pick Secretary of State and all the cabinet members, and you can have them from every diverse group you could be. Now, This opening up is good. The protesting is good, but send the postcards as well. I remember back during the NAFTA days, we used to send faxes and emails, and the faxes were great. All right, you could fax something, and a piece of paper shot out in your congressman's deal or your governor's deal. Now, after a while, they shut the fax off because they ran out of paper. But you just are polite, and you say the basic message in big, big block letters. They'll know you're crazy then, but I'm going to tell you what, that scares the crap out of them. Because they're used to you knuckling under. Now's the time not to knuckle under. Now's the time to say, we want to work. Open us up. But I'm going to tell you, they're having trouble to get this testing up, and they desperately want that because that's going to be the mark of the beast. So let's open it up before the mark comes on. But then they'll probably reinstitute a new plague. All right. Or put us into a war. And oh, isn't there the interesting, the tap dance going on about, oh, well, it's not from Wuhan. It is from Wuhan, but no, it's the market. No, it isn't. It came from the lab, but it's a natural deal. Oh, it's natural, natural, natural. No bioweapon. This thing, we proved it was a bioweapon back in January. It has part of the HIV, Dr. Boyle, a whole lot of different people, the health ranger, Mike Adams, Brother Quayle. I told you it was a bioweapon, and I told you probably how it went. I still stand by that because I remember talking to Dr. Garth Nicholson about the Gulf War illness. Dr. Garth Nicholson used to be head of MD Anderson Cancer down in Texas before W. Bush got rid of him and had him escorted out by Texas Rangers at gunpoint. Well, Nicholson and his wife were some of the top 20 microbiologists and mycologists in the world. When he said, I looked at this, and I talked to him eyeball to eyeball in Green Valley, Missouri at a constitutional convention where they had multiple days of speakers. But I talked to Garth Nicholson, and Garth said to me, he said, I looked at this thing and this deal, this Gulf War illness, a lot of it had up to 40% of the genetic envelope of HIV, which was the thing that allowed it to coax the good cells into opening up to the bad stuff. And Nicholson also told me back then that some of the patients he had had transmissible cancers, cancers that were transmissible. Also, all kind of other stuff, Mycoplasma incognitus. But that key that I focused on is that 40% genetic envelope. Saddam Hussein did not do that. That was done probably, allegedly, possibly, in my opinion, allegedly, was done at either Plum Island, Fort Detrick, or Battelle. You remember Dr. Leonard Horowitz? Fauci even alluded to him the other day. Oh, you just let those people have the conspiracy and let him write a book afterwards. Emerging viruses, Dr. Len Horowitz. I recently had emails from people who said they went to school with him. Incredible people. They said this guy was a genius back then. Really a great mind. I met Doc Horowitz several, three, four, five times and talked to him. This stuff was a bioweapon, is a bioweapon, and the next one they bring is going to be a deadly sucker. This one's easy to get. So if you take this easy to get with the deadly, that is what the Luciferian, Illuminati, top slots of the military's intelligence, the banking, and the top religious community of some of the major religions in the world who really secretly worship Lucifer, the Lightbringer, you see. That's what they're going to do. So this is a race for you to get open back up so you can get to work and get more money coming in so you can feed your family and pay your mortgage, pay the rent, and buy more food and prepare for what is coming. But those of you who have prepared over the years, who have done exactly, you know, some of you have been preparing a long time, right? I remember really getting into it back in the 90s and really into it prior to Y2K. But I've been on almost 16 years. In June, it'll be 16 years. And I've always told you, at least, if you can't do anything else, to buy another can of chunky soup. If you had 16 years saved of chunky soup, an extra can a week, you wouldn't have to worry about eating. So continue to do so. Now, I've heard about high prices on meats and things, like up in Michigan. I've heard that in some sales down in Florida at Save-A-Lots, that they had some stuff on special. They put it out in the morning, and it was gone in a few hours, all of it. But then they're not getting what they're wanting to get. So you need to get whatever you can. Now, I went on a little forage trip this morning, and I bought paper towels, which have been missing, and another pack of toilet paper, all right, to put back so that if you're 6 months down the road, they ain't make it anymore, you don't have to use, you know, mechanics rags or a wet Brillo brush or something, you know. You can stack it up in front of your position, and it'll also be a help to stop a bullet, you know? Put about 20 rolls up and in between you and then a steel plate or something. It might help to stop some of it. Throw a few phone books and textbooks up in there. But I'm telling you to methodically continue to prepare. Get a list of food items to store. And I'm telling you, meat and things that have meat in them that are canned that will last, or if you can can your own. But you've also got to figure out how long that will last you. You got to do it right, do it properly with the proper pressure canners or water-based canners, the whole thing, and have somebody, if you don't know how to do it, have somebody who knows, grandma or somebody really knows, or Aunt Betty knows how to do it. So continue to prepare methodically. And I would also tell you that you're going to need more masks. I have heard that there are some masks that are starting to come back in and small, sometimes in the small towns, all right? In a lumber yard in a little bitty town, okay, where you don't even think about it. A country lumber yard or a small pharmacy in a small town as you drive through. Not the big ones. But see if you can do it. But I also know that I told you a couple weeks ago that I knew somebody that ordered 20 N100 masks from a large hardware chain. Okay? Ace. They ordered it through their local store, had the manager order it, and they gave him a deposit. They came back. It was $20 a mask. But they got 20 N100 top quality 3M masks at 20 a mask. They paid them $400, but now they've got 20 more masks. Don't try to go to Amazon for everything, all right? use and go around the end runs and do the corners and talk to your local people, your local sources as well. And ask them on the quiet. Don't email them or call them on the phone and expect to have somebody answer you on the phone. Go in there and ask the people. And look in the paint division and in the woodworking divisions where people are using the mask because they sand wood or they use it because they're spraying paint, you see. And ask them, you know, tell them, hey, I have a lawn care business. I need one of these masks. Do you have a couple in the back room that I could buy off of? Well, yeah, we do. We save a few of them for the tradesmen, okay? Good. Here, well, what do you want for them? All right? Pay them cash. So I'm telling you, get your postcards out. If you can't attend one of the protest things, get your postcards out and say, liberate or open up, you know, California, open up Montana, open up Washington State, open up Oregon, open up San Diego, open up, you see what I'm saying? Whatever it is, Michigan, Illinois, Kentucky, Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, Texas, wherever it might be, Oklahoma. Tell them no more tyrants. Constitutional rights, you want them. You have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and property. And I'm going to tell you something else. They're delaying all of the unemployments and a lot of the stuff. Some people who have filed online taxes that where they have your bank account for taxes have gotten their checks. People on Social Security, from what I see, have not gotten their checks, even though almost everybody on Social Security has got a bank account that the check goes into it directly. People who have just don't have that and who filed the taxes, they may not get it for 2-3 more weeks than that, but then the unemployment. I know people have filed it way over a month ago or 2 months ago, and they still have not heard anything back or gotten dime one. They're trying to destroy this economy, destroy the working class, the middle class, and that goes for a lot of other people, professionals. I know several dentists, a real good dentist in California that I'm familiar with. I would estimate they had to fire probably 5 or 6 of their employees because there's nothing coming in, and all they do is an emergency now and then. And I don't know exactly what they do, but I would estimate that they probably lost. If you got 5 people in California at say, even in a smaller area, say 30 or 40,000 a year a person, well, then they've lost revenue probably of $300,000 to $350,000 a year as a dentist. And they might have trouble paying a mortgage or paying the mortgage on the property where their office is at, that kind of stuff. There's other people I know of a dentist, several dentists and doctors here. The ones that, you know, I go to a dentist, they're not open. Now, some of the doctors are. But the place where I go to see the doctor, that turned into one of the drive-in places. And if I go to get any blood drawn or any sample there, it's already sitting right there with all the COVID-19 swabs and all that stuff going in and out of the doorways. So I don't want to go down there quite yet. Not without a total spray down with the, you know, hydrogen peroxide mist and UV lights, big UV lights. But I'm going to say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to prepare as Lord Jesus has told you in Matthew 25. Now, you got to be smart in what you do. Some people assume that they're always going to have electricity. They're just going to load up on their frozen food. And I like frozen vegetables, and I like to freeze meat and put it back. But you'd better have, like, either the Harbor Freight basic solar panel set up for $149 or $189, where you can charge battery backups and then run your freezer for a certain number of hours a day off of that. I saw some real nice 100-watt deals with all the wires connection on sportsmansguide.com, sportsmansguide.com, where they're 100-watt panels, and they have the little charge controller and all of that. You can take that and get you some golf cart batteries or deep marine deep cycle batteries or even just regular car batteries, whatever you get. And you can start to keep them charged up. You got an inverter, you know, you can charge the inverter. Those 3-in-1 power deals that you light, you know, you inflate your tires with and jump start your car. Those have a battery in it. You keep those charged up. All of that stuff. And then you can run and you can buy more food for the freezer. I'm being really specific here because I'm going to tell you, the Russians are talking about launching rockets to take out our satellites. Now the United States today has got a deal out to where they're, by golly, the Space Force is trying to figure out how to jam the Chinese and Russian satellites. We already know how to do that. It's going to be a knockout of satellite war, but that is not the real Space Force. President Trump, break out the TR-3Bs, the TR-4s, break out the Solar Warden ships, and put one of them suckers over Beijing, and light them up. Light up the market in Wuhan just as a thing. Light up that with a particle beam weapon, that level 4 lab, and zap it. But at the same time, we're moving our bombers off of Guam. No longer going to rotate to Guam. We had B-2s there. We've had B-1s there. We've had B-52s there. Is it now because of the lack of our aircraft carriers to protect those areas that we feel we cannot project power into the Pacific anymore? We're getting ready for a war. The Russian subs, the Chinese subs, they're off the West Coast. They're off the East Coast. They're off the Gulf Coast. They're in the Arctic Circle. The Russians got a base up there. They're probing us everywhere. We got exercise in Europe now, our military. This thing is possibly going to go to guns. And I'll tell you, here's from Lady J, down in the high mountains down in there. In the Carolinas and the Tennessee. She's listening to the show and she's looking at an old World War II poster. And it said on the old World War II poster, those who can, like canning their food, okay? It's a preparatory thing. You don't have to be the fighter. You can be the person who cans food. You can bet the person that gets you a little extra coffee on the side or a extra meal on the side or extra medical supplies on the side for somebody when the fighting might start. And it might. But I'm going to tell you, this is not the time to fish around and, you know, walk through the raindrops. I don't say throw yourself on the funeral pyre. But I'm saying you could get a postcard and print so your handwriting's not, you know, recognized. You can wear your gloves so you touch the thing. You don't have fingerprints and just print. liberate California, liberate Maryland, liberate Pennsylvania, liberate Ohio, liberate Michigan, liberate Illinois, liberate Alabama, liberate Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Minnesota. And the Minnesota governor is starting to listen. They've opened up some stuff. The Montanans are starting to tell that governor, hey, look, the Texas governor Abbott is listening, all right? And I'd like to get a haircut. I'd like a barber to be open. The barber could wear a mask and gloves. He could have on a suit. You know, he could have like a suit on. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know, when we were kids, I was a young kid, we had those rain slickers, you know? Some of them were yellow, some were red, some were black, depending on what you got. A lot of people had the yellow ones. I think one year I had a black one, another year I had a yellow one. But they were the rain slickers, okay? You could wear one of those. Put boots on, you know, put on garbage can things over your boots, garbage can or garbage bags, you know, and put your eyeglasses on, put your mask on, and cut hair, you know. And they could do something to where they could make more masks available for everybody in the United States. But they're going to try to get this testing up and use this testing as a mark of the beast. And I'm going to tell you what, people are starting to see that Bill Gates and his wife are not the good people of the wonder world of computers. Where's the Blue Spur of the Lightbringer? And you're not out there in Washington right now, are you, Bill? You're in Patagonia, it looks like to me. Or perhaps another South Sea island, but you could be in Patagonia. From the sunset to the back of your place there, it didn't look like Washington State. That's all right. Your underground stuff there has got some flaws, and the stuff that the guys you had inspected didn't tell you about, I would bet. So I'm telling you, Soros, all these people, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all the region tour, Turnoon, Texas, all of the black nobility. Look it up. You don't know who the black nobility is. We're not talking about LeBron James. We're talking about the black nobility. Look it up. It's an old term from Europe. And in the midst of all of this, the good people that honor the Lord Jesus, I see it. They send me pictures of a wonderful place. And I'm not going to mention it other than this to say there's some good California people. Both, actually, in a sense, are disabled. Yet they care for somebody who's also, due to service, had a problem. But they have the most bountiful and abundant life with their gardens, their livestock, and at the same time, they defend and protect that place with their firearms. So they're not somebody who would lay down. They would protect what they have. God bless y'all. You know who I'm talking about out there. I know that you got a new mommy goat, had triplets, and you got 12 new chickens, and you showed me a picture of those purple atomic carrots that you had pickled or canned or whatever you did with them. The Lady J, and to our good friend, the tough grandma down in Florida, she's getting ready to do some canning. She was looking for some of that meat down there in the Save a Lot or whatever it was, the saving store where they had a good sales. And there is some fast shipping on bulk ammo because ammo is starting to get a little, little weird as far as what's happening to it, because some of the ammo made overseas is not going to come in. And the military is going to be getting things. Most ammo factories and importers have done substantial price increases and are moving forward. Availability will be limiting to what the factories can make and allocate to their distributors. COVID-19 has caused some ammunition factories in Europe and Russia to close or to reduce production. And then the militaries are going to be buying up a lot of it. There's a lot of case lot stuff that you can go to. Old Doc Jack says go to sgammo.com. sgammo.com and pick up some of their case lot stuff while you can. I would tell you also to go to any local sources. I like to go local and to keep the money in the local area if I can. And then sometimes you can get it where the prices are not as bad. And you go to the country hardware stores, the country tractor supply stores, and you'll find stuff that's been there a while still at the old price sometimes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And upon the earth, the distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Well, if old Krakatoa keeps a blowing, and if you saw Rainier and Hood and St. Helens and Shasta and a few others start to blow, you start to get enough, or Topo, or all the ones in Mexico or Costa Rica or wherever they might be, you start to see the volcanoes pop, and then all of a sudden you're going to have a time when there is no summer. Go into a modern minimum, a mini ice age. The sun gets darkened. The rays don't come down. Buy food, water purification. Continue to search for not only N as in Navy, but M as in military 95 mass or 100 mass. And also try to get you, if you don't have them, look for people who are selling first line Tyvek F suits or better. You might still try approvedgasmask.com, approvedgasmask.com, and you do not want to buy the surplus, World War II surplus, or the Russian insect head mask and all that kind of crap. And anybody who's out there with the M16 cheek builder masks, get rid of them. Those are no good. They were found to be bad during the Gulf War. The stuff that they used, Prussian blue, penetrated a lot of that and let the gases in. Also, the mop gear suits you had back then, every other one of those had tiny pinholes in it from the factory from the get-go. Those were supposed to be designed to make sure that a lot of Gulf War veterans got the bugs and got the gas and got the nerve agents and all this stuff. And you want to know what? From that first Gulf War, a whole lot of people died. You remember all of the cancers and all of the Gulf War sickness that came out of all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can keep old Hawk on the air striking blows against Lucy's head, against his shin, and poking him in the nose, striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what is to come and how you might prepare. And oh, right now, the first preparation, I'm just going to say it to you. The first preparation is to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that and you're sincere, then he'll come and he'll start to wash you clean. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. And by the power of his blood and his grace, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven, with our Father in heaven as well. What do you got to lose? Do it today. Do it tonight. Do it tomorrow. At the first convenience. Drop down right now. And you don't have to remember each individual one and all that. You just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I am a sinner. I've done these things. If you got some big ones you want to get off, to make sure that you get them out to the Lord, then tell the Lord about them. And then ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And in John 14, I've read to you, if you want the Lord Jesus to manifest himself to you, to show himself to you, you ought to go read John 14 all the way and read it real slow. Because right here it is. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. It's verse 21. But he also tells you in John 14, he tells you right over here. Verily, verily, verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, yes. You want to keep Old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything would be most welcome, believe me. Be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve notes, metals are easiest. Checks, money orders are good. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I'll tell you what, Brother Quayle, if you want to have some information about Cascadia and the catastrophes that are getting ready to come, just incredible, you need to go to stevequayle.com and click on that. And you're going to have also the Branson Conference will now be live streamed. It won't be live, but it'll be streamed. And it's going to come up earlier in May. You can get on there right now and go ahead and pay for the live streaming, an advanced thing, and get, I believe, a discount on it. And then you got the movie Cascadia, the Vimeo. You can do that. And any of Quayle's books, you should get them and put them in a library so that your children can read them. And leave a legacy that it's not online, you see. Not electronic, in print. If you can get it in print and keep it that way too. And I would urge you to do that with a lot of things. But you can also go to stevequayle.com, click on through to a lot of different good people like Mezzo Silver. You can always go down at the end of the stories at the bottom and you'll see the banner for Old Hawk. Listen to Hawk Radio. But there's other good people on there as well. But you can call Daryl or Tyler or Steve, 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle's office. Talk to Tyler, his son, or Daryl, the highly capable, big giant of a man manager. Or Steve himself, 406-586-4840. You can get gold and silver still from Steve, or platinum or palladium, whatever. You can get it rushed to you. Because I'm going to tell you, the prices for the physical are not what the spot price is. There's a high premium from everybody across the bond, everybody in this country, high premiums because there is such demand for it. If you've got a lot of your preps done, of your food, if you've got 3.5-4 years of food, you got thousands of rounds of ammunition, you got multiple gas mask filters and gas masks, you got several water purification systems like the Berkey, etc. You've got all of that handled. You've got your tools, your gear, your medical supplies, your all of the items that you could get off of lists, and incidentally, lists. Go to Dare to Prepare by Holly Dale, okay? Dare to Prepare. Or go to standale.com and look for Holly's section. You can order that book and get all the lists you want. You can also go to a book, No Such Thing as Doomsday, by Philip L. Hoag and Arlene R. Hoag. That has got lists and things in it. You've also got NitroPack.com and all kind of other lists. But Holly Dale and Dare to Prepare has got great lists, and some of those, the original ones, for food, medical supplies, and general supplies, etc., about what to stock and how much, are up there right online at standeo.com. D-E-Y-O, Deyo, okay? And look for Holly's site or Holly's information or Holly's Corner or whatever on that site. But you can also order her book, Dare to Prepare. But Brother Quail, get his books. I mean, just incredible, you know. Giants book. Aliens, Fallen Angels. Weather Wars. All about scalar weapons and stuff. Just incredible. Empire Beneath the Ice. Terminated. The End of Man is Here. Breathe No Evil. Steve wrote that book years ago. But get some of those. And if you don't have a Bible, go out and get one with the red letters. I like the big print and the red letters so I can see it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time where you have a little respite here and we have a little bit of traction on these liberate and open it back up and let's go back to work. All of this stuff, if you can do nothing else, go get you a dozen regular postcards. Address them to the governor of your state. Address them to the county, whatever, or the mayor. Address them to your representatives. You don't have to put your return address on them. Just in big block capital letters say, open up Kansas, open up Illinois, open up Missouri, open up Oklahoma, open up Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arizona, whatever it is. And send it to them. And send one to President Trump too. Because those postcards go through the mail. And they go through those mail machines, and every one of them, everybody says, man, look at these. And then everybody in the post office starts to see. And then they send them, then they have big mail bags full of them as they put them into the regional mail system in D.C. Because they run them all through the ultraviolet lights and stuff to kill the germs or the bugs and all that they used to. And then they send them, and then there's big bags of this stuff. And if they see 1 million postcards or 100,000 postcards or even 50 or 100, as they break open the mail, they say, man, look at this stuff. President Trump, look at this, or congressman or senator, or, oh, we're in trouble now. We've got some out there that can see. We've got one that can see. Remember Roddy Piper and the They Live movie? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You know, you might just click on old Mezzo Silver. And if you want to read up on a lot of stuff about the Mezzo Silver, the Mezzo Gold, all the things, but the Mezzo Silver, the nanoparticle, that was used per Frank Keyes, who owns that company, talking to me back years ago, 204, 205, that era, and on later, actually, later up on. And he told me about how he shipped that when the SARS epidemic was on in Hong Kong. And this health food store down there was ordering pallet loads full of the 5-gallon cans of the Mezzo Silver. The 5-gallon carboys, they called them, the plastic big containers with a spout where you can tilt the spout over and then open it up and put the Mezzo Silver in a smaller container or jar, or if you've got like some brown, those dark brown bottles or something like that, you can put them in there. But that was sent and was utilized, and after the SARS went away in Hong Kong, representatives of the Red Chinese military and government came through high-level lawyers to try to buy his company because they used it against the SARS. Now, I'm not saying it works on COVID, but, you know, SARS, you know, coronavirus 2 is basically what the real name of this COVID-19 stuff was. That's what Mayo still calls it. And load all those people up in Mayo's land. God bless you up in there. Mr. T, and all the good people up there, and all the good people in various parts of California, Texas, the old Warren's old drive, buddy. Hello to you out there. I just think of all the people who email me and who send me a card or at Christmas or, you know, something in the mail during the month or whatever. And that's another thing. You can radio hawk. 777@hotmail.com. Radio Hawk, 777@hotmail.com. I try to answer emails if you can. And I mean, I can't answer everybody because I get a lot, but I do try to click and answer what I can. And I also don't tend to click always on links because of problems that links sometimes have. But certain times I will, all right? But tell me what's in the link. Just don't say, listen to this. You got to listen to it, all right? 2 or 3 hour deal. Tell me where it is in there and tell me basically what the subject might be so I can get some interest as to what I might see at that site. So RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Hawk 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. God bless y'all. I just heard from some folks up in New York. Heard from some folks in Massachusetts, but now they're I think possibly back in Maine, you know, a whole lot of good people. Townsend, Montana. Hampton, Iowa. A whole lot of good places. Saying hello. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, I don't know when the next shoe's going to drop, but I think there's going to be some big shoes drop again. But while we have the momentum, let's keep the postcards going out. Make your calls, do your emails. You can send a fax, but don't be mean and don't cuss and don't, you know, threaten. Use the tagline, open up, you know, Montana, open up Michigan, open up Minnesota, whatever it is. Let's go back to work. No tyranny. We have the right to work and feed our families. And then the thing is like I said, the first prep is to get right with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. If you want to get a book and you wanted to order a book to read and to get some insight about what's getting ready to go down, there's a couple basic books. 1 Second After by William R. Forstchen, Forstchen. 1 Second After, because it's got a lot of preparatory stuff involved and what would happen if it all disappears and where you would be if there was an EMP, or it could be anything else, a nuclear attack or something else. But I would also tell you that James Wesley Rawls, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, another good book. You want to know about Civil War and what's getting ready to happen? If you can still get it, Thomas W. Chittum, Chittum, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. But it's right there, and the Lord Jesus is telling you, in the New Testament, in the red letter edition, you go to Matthew 24, Matthew 25, Luke 21, John 14, you go to all of the Gospels, and the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. And if you're not reading the Bible at least once a day, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to advocate that you read with what Lord Jesus has to say. I'm not discounting the Old Testament or whatever. I'm not at all. But I advocate for the Lord Jesus. And I want to strike blows against his enemies because I was recruited to do that. The Illuminati people, the Bill Gateses, the Soroses, the Rothschilds, worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer. Look at Bill Gates. He had the 210. Had the whole tabletop exercise, telltaling it all. Last fall about a pandemic that would hit. Bingo, here it is. And meanwhile, allegedly Bezos, and not allegedly, at the height of the market, Jeff Bezos, sold 1.8 billion in stock approximately, and then flew directly with the proceeds to New Zealand to go to his big, allegedly his big 6,000 plus square foot bunker. A lot of other people were headed there and were rerouted per source of Brother Quayle to Patagonia in South America, Chile and Argentina. They got mountain lakes there, you know. That's where a lot of Nazis went to. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I think of Cascadia blows or a few of these other volcanoes and stuff blow. You're going to see stuff that you just can't believe. But even if not right now, you're going to see food shortages with meats, beef, pork. I mean, a year or so ago, 2 years ago, I was telling you that the beef herd in the United States was at the lowest level it had been since the 1950s, when we had 140 million people in the country rather than 340 million. Okay? The Red Chinese owned Smithfield and 11 other brands of pork. But you're going to have to start to get and continue to prep. And if you can do a forage run on a daily basis or every other day, just go get, if nothing else, one more can of Junkie Soup or Progresso Soup. Get it with already with the meat, the potatoes, whatever already in the can, the vegetables. Oh, I can think of great ones. Beef barley soup from Progresso is awesome. Chunky sirloin burger, one of my favorites. Split pea with ham. All the other different ones, get them. The minestrones, you know, with just all that. But buy canned food. If you cannot get freeze-dried or dehydrated, then buy actual canned food. If you keep it in a nice, cool, dry place, not hot, not too cold, stack it up on a shelf in the basement or, you know, if you got a garage that's heated or a back room or hide it under the bed or in a closet or wherever. And one can of Chunky Soup could be a ration for you for a day, and that would sustain you. If you had a little bit of bread to go with that, or some rice, you cook you some rice, put that Chunky on there, oh boy, that's some good eating. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Let's liberate America. Liberate it. Mighty men and women of outer, use your high technology and your particle beam weapons and put the particle beam and the lasers down on the Luciferians and where they hide in their hidey holes. Zap them for a change. Take their supply lines out. Bad Nickel Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPool, Mickey General McCormick's got a mission. But you keep your eye on the optics, buddy. They're going to come, and when they do, just squeeze. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, ladies and gentlemen, and may provide you superabundance to go out and prepare. But the first preparation is to repent and ask Him to come in your heart to be your Savior. Good night.